Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. This Mediterranean herb means to wash in Latin, referring to its use in baths, beds, and clothing. The oil is used medicinally. It has a wide variety of uses as an antibacterial, anticonvulsive, antidepressant, anti-inflammatory, and anti-rheumatic. Queen Victoria used it to soothe her nerves. This herb also adds a slightly sweet flavor to bread, soups, salads, and desserts. Have you guessed it yet? It's lavender. Lavender is a beautiful plant in the landscape, with gray-green leaves and sweet-scented white, pink, lavender, or purple-colored flowers. And you don't have to go to Provence to enjoy it. We can grow lavender right here. The first step is to choose hardy varieties. While there are Spanish, French, and Portuguese types, the English and the Lavandin hybrids are the toughest and hardiest. We've had good success with the English varieties such as Munstead and Hitcote. Lavandin hybrids are a cross between the English and Portuguese lavenders. Varieties such as Phenomenal bloom later than English lavender, have sterile seeds, more and stronger scented oils, and are hardy to zone 5. Lavandins are mostly used in soaps, perfumes, medicinally, and in crafts. The flavor is too strong for cooking. It's also important to grow lavender in well-drained soil in full sun in a wind-protected spot such as near your house. Lavender has few problems except rotting in heavy clay soils. Replace clay soil with a sandy loam for good water drainage. Cover lavender with shredded bark mulch or evergreen boughs in late fall to protect plants in winter. All you really need is the bottom stems to survive the cold. In late April, you can remove the mulch and prune back the plant to live growth. Then add compost. By early summer, you'll be looking at flowers and lush leaves for cooking and decorating. Prune again after flowering. And now for this week's tip. Despite the cold and snow, it's time to start peppers, eggplant, broccoli family vegetables, greens, marigolds, and onions indoors for transplanting outside in May. Wait on starting tomatoes, though. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about pruning blueberries. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.